This is Eli Ganay at the Patterson Library in Westfield, New York. It's February 9th, 2010. Today I sat down with Lori Diemer, who has a show, Absence Presence, in the Octagon Art Gallery. Absence Presence is a show of photographs. The show runs from February 12th through March 12th. Joining us was Octagon Gallery curator Nancy Nixon. All right, so hi Lori, welcome to Patterson Library.
Thank you.
What drew you to Western New York originally?
Well, we moved here for a job for my husband. He had a teaching position that was perfect for him. And I, being an artist and a photographer, felt like I'm much more portable and could go pretty much anywhere. I never expected I would live in a snow belt, but you go where you need to go.
You come from Austin, Texas. Is that where you were originally born?
Born and raised in Austin, Texas. I did live in 2 years in Oklahoma City, interim while my husband was teaching at another place.
But okay.
Mostly the South and warm climate. I didn't realize how unique Austin was until I left.
So what? How does the art scene here compare to the Austin art scene?
Well, it's very different, but I think a lot of that is the size of the town. Austin is close to 2 million if you count the metropolitan area, and here Dunkirk is the town I live in now is less than 10,000. So that is a huge difference. In some ways, I miss the large city, but in some ways, it's nice to be in a smaller area. It's more personal. People get to know you more. You're one of maybe 100 artists instead of one of, I don't know, 10,000 artists, how many there are. There's a lot of advantages here too.
So you've been here about 2.5 years now, is that right?
2.5 years. Three in August.
How have you seen your art affected by the different scenery here, the different seasons, different colors?
Well, it's nice to have fresh eyes. I definitely have photographed different things. When I first got here, I'd taken a break from some of the abstract work that I do because I was so interested in just the idea of winter and fall. I mean, people talk about trees turning colors, but in Austin, you're like, yeah, whatever, our trees turn. And there's like, you know, a few trees that turn, but it's not the same. There aren't the seasons. It was really fascinating, and I live near the lake, so it's really fascinating to see the shift in both the light and the play of the color off the water, as well as when it freezes and thaws and all the storms that just really I wasn't even anticipating or prepared for.
So I had a look at your website, LoriDiemer.com, if I'm not mistaken.
That is it.
You do both photography and watercolors?
I do, both largely abstract. I do some realistic photography, but my passion is the abstract work.
Do you concentrate more on photography or watercolors? Is that
it
pretty
shifts.
Equal?
Photography is something that's easy to pick up and put down, so I do spend a lot of time, more time on that, because if you just have half an hour or if you see something you're inspired by, you can go run out, take a few images, come back and process them later. Where painting, I feel like I really have to be painting for several hours to get someplace. It's not something you just want to do for a couple minutes.
So, Lori, tell us about the current exhibit of photographs here at the Patterson Library. I know it runs February 12th through March 12th.
That's correct.
And you have an opening this Friday from 7 to 9. It's called Absence Presence.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Largely, the work is abstract. There are surfaces and textures and things that I've come across. I'm always looking in places that you don't normally wouldn't think of looking or being in, behind mailboxes, down alleyways, things that are largely forgotten and maybe avoided, not because they're not necessarily safe places to be. I've never felt threatened anywhere that I've gone exploring. Just most people think of them as sort of just dilapidated and ugly, and I actually see the opposite in them. I see that they're really beautiful and tell a story and a character of the place. And if you look closely, there's depth beyond the surface of whatever it is. There's, to me, they speak about sort of abstract expressionism in painting would be only you're capturing a moment that already exists instead of creating it. And there's often some sort of relationship with whether it looks like a landscape or there's some sort of reflection of a sort of interior of the mind and some sort of emotional state that exists, at least to me, in the structure. I know many people just say, rust, you know, mm-hmm. and dismiss it. But especially when they're printed in photographs, and then I have the opportunity to shift the scale, oftentimes the actual subject matter may only be 3 or 4 inches wide, and then if you print it 24 by 36, it really has a much different presence than it would just as you're passing by, and maybe it's only ankle level and you never would have noticed.
Uh-huh. So do you, when you're out taking photographs, and you might be taking a close-up of, like you said, just a couple inches wide, do you know what you've got while you're taking it? Do you know this is going to be a great shot, or is it more that you, do you take a lot and you don't really know how, like you say, how it'll scale up,
mm-hmm.
what sort of emotions will come out of it until later when you're looking at it on the computer?
Usually I know. Pretty much I'll see something. I'll know if it's going to be a great image, or I might still shoot something that is sort of interesting but not, I'm not in love with, and maybe I'll fall in love with it more as I spend more time with it. But usually things jump out at me. But I do shoot several images of different framing and composition, and then get it up in the computer and look at it larger and see, well, you know, is this what I thought it was? Does it have the presence? And then you're always noticing more nuances the more, at least I do, the more time you spend with it.
As an amateur photographer, I'm always curious about how professional photographers work. Do you do what I do and take a million photographs and then you've just got a million photographs on your computer? Do you try to limit how much quote unquote film you use? Do you throw things out, or do you tend to kind of keep everything?
Well, it's all very relative. I do have a lot of photographs. But I pass the point where I save everything. That's not all precious. So I do shoot a lot and immediately go through and delete ones that are not exciting to me, or maybe if there are better images of it, or if I'm just not engaged by it as I thought I would be, I'll go ahead and delete it. It's gone. There's going to be 10,000 more photographs in the next 6 months anyway, so I don't need all of those photographs. By the same point, looking at the volume of photographs, it isn't, I'm not sure if it scales with what an amateur might shoot. For example, I think my photo library from the last 5 years just in digital is 25,000 photographs. Now, some of those are not abstract photographs.
Right.
They may be traveling, or I do weddings here and there. Like I reinstalled some files from my mother's hard drive, and I think she had less than 1,000, and I thought, that's it?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
She's not constantly taking images. So it just depends. My sister does photography too. She's a chemist, but she is interested in photography, and she's still at the point where everything, she can't delete it because what if you need it?
Right.
Sort
mm-hmm.
of
right.
thing. And I think there has to be a point that you get beyond where you realize you're sure enough in yourself of what your voice and what you're looking for, that what you can delete and what you might want. And so far I haven't come across something that I thought, oh, I wish I hadn't canned that file.
Yeah.
Because you probably won't even realize that it's gone with the amount of images that are out there.
What would you say some of your influences are in your artwork, both watercolor and
mm-hmm.
photography?
Both in watercolor and photography, I'm largely influenced by abstract painters. My favorite artist currently and for the last several years has been Mark Rothko, who does these intense, large colored field paintings that are, well, he wouldn't like them to be called such, but that are very much about emotions and space. And the scale is critical to his work. But what I'm really drawn to is the little moments that happen sort of accidentally, whether there's brush marks or the paint runs a little, and you see that evidence of the artist in the surface. And it's not about being perfect, which I think is really beautiful, because I also have this tendency of seeking perfection. And when I'm working in mediums that allow that, I kind of go too far down that path sometimes. So when I do paint, I paint several paintings at once, because if I just had one in front of me, I would overwork it. I would just keep going until I ruined it, and then I'd be disappointed and I'd probably give up being a painter.
Hi, Laurie.
Hey, Nancy.
What's so interesting, you were speaking about your painting and your photography and technically how you work on each. It sounds as if you spoke of working your paintings up to perfection, and yet your photography is very much imperfection. I mean, it's layering of age and elements from our environment that is changes it so.
I never
and
really
it's so
thought
interesting.
About it that way because I don't see the photographs as imperfect. The structure of whatever they are is something often that is sort of derelict. But if there's something that is the light breaking across the texture, or there's sharpness technically in the quality of the photograph, at least in some point, that is what I'm looking for. I am quick to delete photographs that are blurry, and you think about I'm the first to label myself a photo snob. When you think about when you share photos on like Facebook and whatnot, even if they're family photos, there's a lot that never make it up there because I just if they're blurry, I just can't imagine putting them out there. But
you are the filter.
I am the filter. I do filter quite a lot, but I also shoot a lot too, so it's not that there aren't any photographs documenting our lives, so to speak.
Have you ever been known to stage an abstract piece?
No, I have not done that. I have thought of that because I have done some work in ceramics years ago when I was in school, and I actually knew another artist that did these large-scale ceramic sculptures, and he actually used agents on his sculptures to actually make them rust and age and patina.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to create a piece and do this treatment and then create the photographs from it? But I think that, again, goes down into this, like, way too neurotic anal path.
That goes back to where the painting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then
it
loses something, too. If I had a really great painting professor in school who always said, if there is something, if you can fully imagine it in your brain and get it on paper, it is not as beautiful as something. It doesn't have the potential of something that you allow your intuition to work through, where you're responding to the mark making or the situation and not just prescribing something from that you can totally visualize in your brain ahead of time.
And your sister is a chemist?
She's a chemist by profession. I also think she is an artist.
So would you ever do something together? She would do, like, you know, acid against a piece of cement and steel, and
that would be amazing. I would love it. We were actually twins. We're very close.
Oh, I didn't know.
And yes, and I could, she's in Texas now, so she's very far away. But I would love to collaborate on work together. And she used to talk about before digital that she would develop amazing film chemistry for me in the future. Now that it's all. Well, I still use some film, but primarily digital has a greater range of capturing the lights and the darks and flexibility in the final print.
Mm-hmm.
That I do love that, but I'd love to collaborate with her if she could carve out some time for those endeavors.
Quite fascinating. Mm-hmm. Where do you see your work going?
Well, one thing that I'm interested in, and I'm not quite sure how to get there yet, is combining the photographs and the paintings. And it's something that I really admire, work that is layered even more than the images that I work with, that I paint and as well as photograph, do have layering in them. But something that is a little bit more controlled, whether it's painting on photographs or photographs on painting or doing something in the computer,
mm-hmm.
That is doing the layering. What I don't want it to turn into is digitally manipulated art, but it's sort of being done, I don't know, maybe not in with the same voice that I would like it to have. I still want it to speak about painting or speak about the photography and not something that's so computer.
Yeah.
I don't want it
yeah.
to have the hand of the computer. I love computers, but I don't want it to be so
formulated.
Exactly, and self-evident that, oh, they're on the computer. I don't manipulate the colors in my photographs.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
I don't get that, actually.
Except for, you know, maybe a little bit on the lights and the darks, like you would in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
Printing, but they are the colors that of the paint and the peeling surfaces and whatnot that I'm
excited to see the work.
Thank you.
Where now, and I guess the last question is, what market would you like your work to be in, unless it's, were you pushing for this market as well as Texas?
Well, I wanted, there's several places I'd like to explore. One of the sort of happy surprises here was that I got busy really fast with some of my freelance work. I didn't really think, I've only been here for a couple of years, that I would have that much to keep me busy and keep me away from it. I thought, oh, well, I'll do some work, some regular stable work, and then do my art, and things will progress. And pretty soon I came so busy with the freelance projects that there was less time for the art making, although I work toward deadlines usually. So having, I participate in the Chautauqua Lake Erie Art Trail, that is a regional studio tour project, as well as when I have exhibitions coming up that, you know, forces the the need for making art. It's not just, oh, I'll get to it, you know,
yeah.
which is good for me, definitely. But I would like to explore places, Chicago, Pittsburgh. Being in the Northeast, we're so close relatively to all these places that when you live in Texas, you're, you know, 10 hours from anything except for cities in the state of Texas. So it's nice to be able to be in driving distance to go and see art and interact with artists, as well as expand beyond your immediate vicinity.
I can speak for myself, but the Rust Belt welcomes you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
And
thank you.
I'm looking forward to the opening on Friday.
Thank you. Me too. Hopefully we have some not too bad weather.
For your contact information, just go to your website.
My website, lauriedeamer.com, is the best way. I have my phone number and emails on there too. So if you have questions or would like to see more of my work, please do come visit.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.